Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And Jillian just came in. Jillian and Courtney and Alex out at the at base camp right here off of Carson Street as we broadcast the show live today from Nissan of Carson City for our high five turkey drive. Just give them a high five and make sure some cash is in that palm. Or a frozen turkey, and you don't even have to get out of your car. You can just drive on through, as Jim Groth just did. Yep, he and his wife bringing in some great turkeys from Jim Groth Excavation and Physicians Receivable Management. Thank you so much. Hey, Brad and Monica, wow, 50 turkeys and sides. Brad, Monica, you know I love you. Renee, Betsy, Alan, Fred and Julie, Arla from Carson, Leslie from Gardnerville, Michael from Lake Tahoe, Ryan. Wow, the list goes on and on. Thank you so much for everybody who is coming to the call of our community. You know, as Jim and I were kind of talking in the last segment, it's we don't need the government to take our money and to spend it on things that isn't about helping our communities, helping the American people. And that is exactly what we are doing here with Friends and Service Helping. I love it. Friends and Service Helping, Neighbors and Service Helping. That's what it's all about. You walk in there, they don't ask you your party affiliation. We have disagreements. We have differences of opinions. But when you have to manipulate an election to win, well, that's where the difference of opinions stop. We have to make sure that every legal vote is counted. And I just got a text here from a lady who is trying to get the recount going, called our legislator's office to request a recall. They sent me to the Secretary of State's office, to Deborah, Secretary of State. She's in the elections office. Called the legislator's office. Again, they referred her over. So, you know, let's see. What did she say? Funny. Deborah slipped and said she thought there would be a recall, but then she corrected herself. It's not a recall, it's a recount. So just to clarify that, it's important. Because as you learn more and more about these Dominion software glitches that were not glitches, they're programs inside. It is programmed to steal your vote and cast it in another way. There's video evidence of it. Even on national TV, it gets exasperating to keep telling you this. But I have to, because the mainstream media is making it out, even so-called conservative Republicans, that Trump needs to just fade into the background and concede gracefully. Like hell he does. If something is stolen from you, don't you call the police? Don't you make a stink about it? Well, in the Democrats' world, it's no bother calling the police. Because unless it's of a certain value, well, to heck with you, get over it. Fill out a report. No justice. And we need to change that. We need to change that because right now this is a bigger picture than you and I. This is a bigger picture than Nevada. This is a bigger picture than the United States. This is a picture of the world and what is going on. So just remember, if the internet goes down, don't panic. There's a reason for everything. Why do you think that that Trump came out. And again, I remind you, Trump doesn't say or do anything without a purpose, without a message. Why do you think the military is standing by to deliver an unnecessary vaccine? What do you think the real virus is? Yes, COVID-19 is a virus, but it's not a killer virus like so many have made it out to be. It's not a pandemic. It's not even an epidemic. People have died with COVID. A lot of people have died with COVID. People that have had heart attacks because they couldn't get to their doctors to describe symptoms that they were having for, you know, maybe a few weeks, maybe instantly. People dying from strokes. People dying from cancer because they weren't getting their cancer treatments. Because remember, everything was locked down. Everything was stay at home to make you scared, including on the day of the election. Phone calls going out, notices going out. We've got a spike. No, we don't. More cases are testing positive. When those tests have been proven to, you wipe it along a counter. You wipe it on a piece of fruit and those tests come out positive. Hospitals are not being overwhelmed with people dying from COVID. It's a fact. It's the numbers. And the numbers are even coming from the CDC and the WHO. But they know, the media knows, that people won't look into that. They won't do their own research. So why is the military then standing by? Why does one of the main shareholders in Pfizer dump the majority of his stock? Because he knows the vaccine isn't needed. It's not going to be a moneymaker. So get out while you're ahead. The military is standing by. But the vaccine that they're planning on delivering is to a whole different virus. And that virus is to bring down a corrupt system. How do you bring down a corrupt system? You have to expose them. But it's not just a corrupt system as far as this government. As I've told you before, I want you to watch and listen and pay attention to all of those people, all of those organizations who are congratulating President-elect, my butt, Joe Biden. Benjamin Netanyahu? Interesting. The Pope? The Pope who has come out and changed the church's philosophy on abortion? Joe Biden believes in abortion. That's interesting. Like I said, it's a bigger picture. I only read a very small portion this morning of Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano's letter to President Trump on October 25th. If you would like to see that letter in its entirety, go to 991fmtalk.com and pull up my webpage, pull up my personality page, whatever you want to call it. While you're there, answer today's poll question. Who's a greater threat to our republic? Politicians? The media? Social media? Uneducated voters? And I don't mean uneducated as in, duh. I mean uneducated as in, you live your life and you don't follow politics. Because you think it's a waste of your time. Or you think that, well, that's what I elected representatives to do. Well, yeah. They know you did that. They counted on that. they counted on you to worry about soccer games. Sorry to see the team go by the wayside, by the way. I didn't mention that the other day because, well, frankly, if public doesn't support you on something, then it needs to go away. Public support should be the basis of almost everything in this country, including nonprofits. Do you think that Fish would have gone by the wayside had the public not backed it and supported them? They do. They do. People like Monica and Brad dropping off 50 turkeys and sides. Not everybody can do that, but God bless them for doing it. God bless the people who dropped by one turkey or $5. Because this community supports. NVFish.com is another way you can support. The Veterans Guest House. No federal money. The community supports them because they are an incredible organization. When you see organizations go by the wayside, all these big corporations that consider themselves nonprofits, but have you noticed that they now call themselves the directors or the executive directors? They're now CEOs. No. Nonprofits should never be bigger than the community that they serve. When they become that big, then they're about money. They're about something else. So, what is the military preparing for then? How do you bring down a corrupt system that involves world leaders, that involves, well, criminal activity, drug dealers? Why do you think that MS-13 got that praise from Nancy Pelosi that they have a spark of divinity? You've got to have somebody do your dirty work. It's called exposure. You have to expose the International Monetary Fund. You have to expose the central banking system. You have to expose the politicians who are about money and power, not about we the people. Who's about we the people? President Trump. General Flynn. That's why they have to get rid of them. That's why people have to try to destroy them and their lives. Because they are working for you. Just as I work for you. I wouldn't be here if you weren't supporting me. The military is standing by. But it's not to deliver a bogus vaccine for a manipulated, overblown virus that never should have been. We'll be back with more on what's going on here at Nissan of Carson City as we broadcast the show live today. Thank you for being here, and thank you for logging on to nvfish.com just in case you can't make it down in person. All right. We'll be back right after this quick break. Got to pay those bills on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today. And boy, a lot of good going on today. And we thank everybody who is participating in today's High Five Turkey Drive as we broadcast the Monica J Show live from Nissan of Carson City. Thank you to everybody who stopped by and, you know, given me a high five or dropped something off. And I can't say the appreciation enough to Ben Lugwood and the staff here at Nissan, because they just make it such a welcoming environment for me. Because you have to understand that there are people who are still in such need. People are still fighting with DETR, the Department of Employment Training. It's so sad that people can't get what they have put into, what they deserve, what they have worked for, because of bureaucracy. That's just the way it is. So much to do to bring this community back together. People have been so divided by politics, and it will get better. Please trust me on that. We may have a little bit more darkness to go through, a little bit more chaos and controversy to go through, but in the end, isn't it nice to say that we're all Americans, and that those who don't believe in that concept, who don't believe in the Constitution, who don't believe in we the people, that the government should be controlled by the we the people, and it's gotten completely out of hand, you know, it's nice to know that those people will be exposed. How do six people in Pennsylvania, how do they die, then register, then vote? How does that happen? How, when you're watching your favorite show, whether it be MSNBC or CNN, and you're watching a number of politicians in different areas that have so many votes, and then all of a sudden those votes are gone, whether it be 1,500 or 500, that exact same number is now given to their competition. You know, it's the little things like this that turn into big things. And that's why we'll also be out Saturday. I'll also be back in Carson City on Saturday for True Vote. We'll be at the legislature once again at the Capitol. I don't care what the new suggestions from Hillary Sheevy and Governor Sisolak are. How dare somebody put a restriction on how many people you have in your home for Thanksgiving? In a private setting, how dare anybody dictate what you do in your home? How dare? How dare them dictate what you do in your business? How you conduct business? Or if you are forced to wear a mask or get fined? Those who are afraid, be afraid. But understand that for those who aren't afraid, we need to be able to live our lives the way they are supposed to be lived. When you live in fear, when you live in fear of what's going on around you, then there's an issue. Jim, had you pulled your mask down, I would have recognized you. I had no idea who you freaking were. Okay. We are up to now bringing some great news because Jim Peckham just walked in, director of Fish. And we have 400 turkeys now?
400.
Is that tour or is that in turkeys themselves or is that in cash and turkeys?
Cash and turkeys.
And sides. I saw a whole lot of side dishes come rolling in the last delivery from Monica and Brad.
Yeah, so we got a lot of people are participating. We've got a TV station out there that's going to help us to advertise a little bit. I don't know if we advertise TV on the radio, but
I have no...
Reno station with an 8 in it.
When it comes to helping community, I don't care who the competition is. So Colo 8 News Now is here?
They are indeed.
All right. So, thank you to them.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's, you know, I think everybody understands the importance of Thanksgiving, and it is a part of thanking God for the blessings of that we have. And one of those blessings, of course, is living in the United States, mm-hmm. Where we are unlike any other country. And the giving nature in this community is just huge. You know, we... at Fish, don't rely on the government for our funding. We rely on the community, and it gives us so much more flexibility and so much consistent support. So it's just
well,
it's
and that's why actually I commend Channel 8 for coming down, because when we talk about community, Jim, it's not Carson City, it's not Washoe County. It's Northern Nevada. We are a huge community, and we're a very giving community.
Yeah, and we're doing some other great things, too, to try and make it so fewer people are reliant on affordable housing, because we're putting together a program to get people a little more education and basically adapting them so that they can get the education that's needed for the employers in town, so it builds our economy, mm-hmm. builds up those families, and then reduces the number of people that are relying on affordable housing. So we're not focused on building more housing, we're focused on building up more people. And you know, Thanksgiving is and Christmas and all the other services we always provide, we're still going to be doing all that, but
exactly.
We just have to go to that next tier.
Gas cards
to make a bigger impact.
And that's the thing too, is, you know, there's going to be a flood of jobs coming back once this is all said and done, and those people need to be trained and ready to go. Jim, do people love coming to you? Do they want to come to you and use your services, or do people really want to be self-sufficient?
Yeah, they really want to be self-sufficient for the most part. They very sheepishly come in, but. And a lot of people come to us hopeless, and we rebuild that hope. Once they get the hope, we can work with them to change some of their behaviors so that they can then change their life. And I would say the majority of the people we deal with are in that category. There are some people who are disabled, have mental illness, or are far enough along in life where, you know, there's not a lot of change left. But, you know, that's a small percentage of the population. The rest of them, we're helping to find that hope and to be able to move forward.
Okay, so when Jerry was here, how many turkeys did you have?
Oh, when Jerry was here, we were probably approaching 100.
Yes!
Now we're
all right.
Over 400. So.
I'm not competitive at all, Jim. So, all right, you get back
tell.
Out there
all
on
right,
the street. All right, we've got 400 turkeys in cash and donations on our way to 1,000. That is what we are going to need through the Thanksgiving season, and if anything's left over, definitely into the Christmas season as well. So giving feels good. Do it online at nvfish.com or come on down as I continue and we do the show live for the next 30 minutes here from Nissan of Carson City on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, bringing it to you live today, the show from Nissan of Carson City. And we thank Ben and the entire crew here for just treating us so awesome. And, you know, that's just us. This event was going to go on with or without us, because this is the High Five Turkey Drive for the Friends in Service Helping, for Fish. If you don't have the opportunity, or if you're in Reno, if you're in Fallon, if you're in Fernley, if you're in Minden-Gardnerville, and you don't have the opportunity to stop by today, nvfish.com. Make your donation online. It's secure. And for every $10 donated, that's a turkey. That's a gobbler. And that's a big deal, because there are people out there who otherwise wouldn't be able to, well, they wouldn't be able to have Thanksgiving. And I think that's horrendous, because they're already people who are trying to diminish your rights and say, well, you can't have more than 10 people in your house. I'm going to only have 3 anyway, because my husband's going to be traveling, and, you know, I'm going to drag my mom and my brother here from California, get them out of the talk about corrupt state, bring them someplace fresh and new for Thanksgiving, and that's what I'm thankful for anyway, and that's why I want them with me. Because I am so thankful for family that not only that I love, because we all love our family, but that share my values, share my morals. You know, my mother raised us right. My dad had a little bit more influence over my brother, and that didn't turn out so well. Both doing prison time at one time in their life. But you know what? Life changes and people change. But you have to be able to see that change occur. And it's interesting how we put our faith and we put our money and we put ourselves behind different organizations that kind of turn on us. I found this out that Eventbrite was putting out that the March for Trump that is happening this weekend in Washington, D.C., they falsely announced that it was canceled. Well, a lot of people go by Breitbart. I mean, by Eventbrite. A lot of people get their tickets that way for different events. It's become trusted. So when you have a trusted service that you've used before and hasn't seemed to have had a problem, and then they announce something like this, you would tend to believe them, wouldn't you? Well, guess what? There is a March for Trump on Washington, D.C. this Saturday. It is going to be a historic rally. We're also going to have a rally here in Carson City. We're going to be at the legislature, the capital, the state capital. And we are going to let our voices be heard. What are the legislators doing? I don't know. They don't want to be on the air with me. I even got stiffed by Ira Hansen, which really surprised me. Very interesting. Very interesting indeed. Things are coming up that, I think I will go ahead and announce it. Because my husband and I have talked about this. We've talked about it for years. And I didn't want to. But I'm tired of it. I'm tired of what I see going on around me and thinking that I can't do anything. I can do something. I can put my money where my mouth is. And as Jeff Church and I have talked many a times about this, we've got the 2020 election covered. You're going to be finding out the truth here very shortly in a few days. Be patient. But we need to be working on 2022. And I'm going to completely mess up the primary, because you know how I believe it's the primary. That's where you find out who you're actually voting for. You have Susan on the line. Because I know two state senators who are more than likely 90% going to run, one male, one female. And I know a county commissioner who is 90%, in my opinion, going to run for CD2. I know Joel Beck is going to rerun for CD2. Well, guess what? So am I. I will be running for your vote. I will be running for your voice. And I should have done it a long time ago. But my feelings about people in office have changed. And I believe we, the people, need to be represented once again. Do I have my special guest in studio with me?
I have Susan on the line for you.
Oh, you have Susan on the line. All right. I was waiting for a blast from the Evans broadcast past, who was just with me earlier this morning. But let's take Susan in instead, because I find that much more thought-provoking right at this moment. Hi, Susan. Thanks for calling into the program. Sorry that I had you on hold so long. Susan, you with me? Because I can't hear you. But that. Oh, there you are. Hi, Susan.
Yeah. Okay. You there? Can you hear me?
Right. Yes, I am.
Everybody who cannot attend the rally, for those who do, great. For those who cannot, I would like everyone to support for the rally by putting a big red dot on your car. I wouldn't leave it when you're parked in case the people go crazy, but either a flag or a car in support of Trump. not only are we going to show up for the rally, but please, everyone who's driving through town and everyone, please put a flag up, because it's time to take back this country. For those who are wimpy, or some of the people in the GOP party who just sitting back, or those who scared, believe it or not, you are going to be put in the corner where you're going to have to face this one way or the other. Okay? We cannot sit back and do this. We are going to be put in a place where we will have no choice.
We will have to fight to get out of communism. We will have to fight to get out. And I want to see absolutely no bloodshed, because for the most part, the bloodshed has been on the left, even to this day. You know, they keep bringing up, you know, something that happened, one girl that was run over by somebody who panicked and tried to get out of a bad situation. And that's all they have. You see people murdered in the streets, shot in the streets, kicked in the head until they're dead in the streets. And that has been coming from the left. So, Susan, I know your experience. I know your family's experience. And God bless you. Thank you for calling in today. And I appreciate everything that you do to help get the word out. Because, yeah, this Saturday is going to be a big deal in Carson City. Start watching the numbers grow. And I think it's funny that we're having this argument over the American flag. Did you know that there was an argument going on over the American flag? There has been. Because the Patriots have claimed it as their own. You know, the we the people, the people who believe in the Constitution, the people who believe in America and the values and the morals, the rights of the people, the God-given rights of the people. Yet the left is saying that we stole it, because they're putting American flags out now, which I find is very interesting for them to show their patriotism. Yeah, that's kind of a false patriotism, don't you think? Because if you don't believe in gun rights, if you don't believe in the freedom of speech, if you don't believe in our right to have a fair and legal election where people are transparent, where you can have recounts when you are in question with no problem, then you really shouldn't be flying under the symbol of the American flag. The communist flag is what you should be flying as your symbol. There's a big problem with that American flag. Their problem is it represents too many Americans, true Americans, who want to get back to where we should be. You know, Abraham Lincoln almost lost his reelection because of mail-in ballots. Did you know that? Do they teach that in history books? Probably not. Do politicians talk about that? Probably not. Mail-in ballots were pushed on us. That doesn't mean that we don't have to push back once their count comes in. As a real American, as a constitutional American, we have the right to question. We have the right to question our representatives. We have the right to question election results. And when you stand in the way of that, there's a big problem. Because the Americans, well, let's just say that sleeping giant, we've been poked too many times, and it's finally awake. We'll be back to wrap up the show, The Monica Jay Show, live from Nissan of Carson City. Thank you so much for them for hosting us today. And it goes on. The High Five Turkey Drive goes on until 6 o'clock tonight with your opportunity to truly be a part of your community. This is how you do it. One of the necessities in life, good food and family. We'll be back after this with another count on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's all of Northern Nevada, live and local FM Talk, the best way we know how, with your voice. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, and if you do anything today while you're sitting at work, if you got a few extra minutes, log on to 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question, brought to you by our friends here at Nissan of Carson City. And that is, which is the bigger threat to our republic? Now, I know that, you know, we don't have the all of the above there button, because I really want to know what your thoughts are on this. So far, politicians getting 3.4% of the vote. Uneducated voters, people who don't get involved, 13.7% of the vote. Social media now up to 31% of the vote. Those big tech giants. And the regular media, the mainstream, at 51%, almost 52. So for the safety of our republic, thank you for listening to my thoughts and musings, because remember, this is a talk show. This is a show that I just give you my opinions and maybe a little push to look things up for yourself. By going on to 991fmtalk.com, you can pull up my webpage and you can see the things that I talk about. The quantum voting system. You can see hammer and scorecard. You can see the atrocities that we've been living through for the past 4 years of people calling us bigots and racists and hoping that we die from a vaccine and on and on and on, who now want us to unify. So I want us to unify as well here in Northern Nevada, though, but I want us to unify over taking care of our neighbors. And you can do that. Oh, thank you. Oh, somebody brought me chocolate chip cookies. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. All right. So getting back to my thought, I want us to unify through FISH, Friends in Service Helping. If you can't make it down today before 6 o'clock, you can log on to nvfish.com. And do what you can to help, even if it's just a $5 donation or a $500 donation. It's needed. What I need right now is to talk to my boss. And that's Jerry Evans of Evans Broadcast Company. Get how that fills in there, Evans Broadcast Company?
All right, I know it's an ego stroke, but...
Yeah, you know, but I got an ego stroke, too, because when you were here, that Jim said there was a little less than 100 turkeys. But since I've been here for 2 hours now, we have over 400.
Well, what I would like to do at this particular point is assign you to take it from here. Up until 6 p.m., all right?
You know I have to leave. I have an appointment in Reno at 12:30.
Wait a minute. Who signed your check? Listen, you were talking about people looking things up, and this would be one of those things. Sean Meehan, Douglas County, would be versed on this. But so a lot of people are thinking, okay, if Trump doesn't concede, the vote goes to the House. This has to do with Article 2, Section 1, Clause 3. Look up the 12th Amendment and read it through. See what you come up with this, because this is kind of how it sounds. So if the vote goes to the House, you're thinking, okay, Nancy and the D's have control of the House. It's a done deal. Finish kaput. Nope. Okay, I don't know if you've talked about this very much, but what would happen then would be each state would get one vote. California, one vote. Wyoming, one vote. 37 states are controlled by Republicans. So I don't know if it will go that way, but that would be something worth looking into. And if nothing else,
that's what they don't tell. They want to tell you that Republicans actually have, you know, a great majority of the legislature.
Right. So that would be something worth looking into, the 12th Amendment. You got a little extra time on your hands today. And by the way, you were talking about the Catholic Church here. I didn't quite get all of it, so stop me if I'm repeating myself. But you did see that there's apparently there's a case for Biden's sainthood. The Vatican's looking into it right now. You're laughing. He raised millions from the dead on Election Day.
You know you're going to burn in hell at some point if you keep...
I'm burning right now.
Spreading those lies. That was funny. That was funny. Yes. The dead have risen and they're voting Democrat. That's the way it's always been, though, isn't it? I just hope that you and my husband know that if and when I do die, I will be ghosting everybody if you let me vote Democrat. I will be so mad. So mad.
Point well taken. I'm headed to Carson or Nissan Carson City.
That's right. Nissan Carson City, right over here off of Carson Street. You can't miss us. We got the big trucks. We got the tent set up. So I appreciate whatever time you can give me, whatever time you can give the station. We got great shows coming up. We've got Larry Elder. We've got Sebastian Gorka. I just love him. These people are telling Trump not to concede.